Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Damn, what a game. I was just finishing up the Golden State Sacramento game, and it literally came down to one shot, and Golden State's defense came through. So Golden State just clinched that. They're now 2-2 in the NBA playoffs here, and this is The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. Was gonna come back this week for mix and match, but Cody has some things to take care of, and I got some things to take care of. So it was just like, we'll run it back next week. I'm about to like jump into like high travel mode coming up these next 2 to 3 weeks, if you will. So might be a few solo JB shows. Who knows? I don't think it will be though, because the days we record, I'll probably most likely still be in town per se. If anything last minute pops up. So I'm watching this game though. I got some work to do, and I was watching this game in the background. I was sipping on some Michter's Toasted Barrel Finish. Still am, actually. And I'm not going to lie. I had a bottle picked out for this episode. But that was because Cody was going to be on here. But since he wasn't, and this was turned into the JB show, I was like, man, I got free reign to do whatever JB wants to do in the JB show. Time consuming and all. So usually we do one bottle on these shows for time consumption because, the most of the lengths we like to go is about an hour and 15 minutes. And my shows, JB shows, usually only goes 21 to 30 minutes, maybe. Sometimes it'll go to 40 if I'm in a very talkative mood. But, man, I'm sipping on this Toasted Barrel, and I was like, man, I would love to blow this bottle out. Because this is a great celebration bottle, anniversary bottle, if you'd like to. I mean, it doesn't have anniversary in time, but I would easily give this to someone whose anniversary it was. But then I started thinking, shit, I already did make this Toasted Barrel rye a year ago. I mean, like around January. Yeah, it was around January. I did a bunch of Michter's bottles. And it just dawned on me, I haven't reviewed a Michter's bottle since. So this time I decided to go all out on this and bring in the Toasted Barrel Bourbon finish and the Michter's Toasted Barrel Sour Mash finish. And then I just said, like, I'm not going to get the same years neither. I'm going to go Michter's Toasted Barrel Rye 2020, the Toasted Bourbon Barrel finish. I'm going to get that 2021. And then I'll just cap things off with the Sour Mash 2022, which I have 4 bottles of. And I haven't even opened one yet because I've been drinking this at, like, restaurants and shit. I think I had one with, matter of fact, yeah, I had the first one I had was with Yoon and Nam, our buddy Nam. We had that at Steak and Whiskey. And then I want to say I did have it again. I had it at, I was with Yoon. or I think I was by myself. I had it with Yoon, or I was by myself too as well. It was, I forgot the name of the restaurant, but it's above a liquor store too as well. And then I had it at another spot I went to in LA, and I'm blanking on it now. Was it Water Grill? Might have been Water Grill. That's Santa Monica, by the way. So I just haven't opened it because I've just been drinking it all around, and I thought it was pretty fucking good and smooth too. And the prices have been good on it so far for pours there. So I was like, let's go on and get into this thing. Like I said, I'm still sipping on it because it's just so smooth. And look, it goes between Michter's and Blue Run as far as like who's my favorite company. Obviously, Blue Run is number one. But Michter's was the first one to get me into liking rye. I love rye because of Michter's. And Blue Run just kind of propelled that thing into me loving rye. I used to hate rye before. So I'm curious on the Sour Mash even more too, because it'll be my first one opening. And the Toasted Barrel, I've only opened it once. And it might have been around the holiday times. I don't think I've gone back to it since, so I do remember enjoying it. I think it might have been Thanksgiving when I opened it. I can't remember, but I was just happy to get one, to be honest, because the bourbon one was just fucking hard for me to get. So, but I got one. Very thankful for it. This rye is fucking delicious, by the way. I don't even remember the rating I gave it last year, but fuck, man. I'm going to talk a little. So, welcome to the JB Show, everyone, here on The Last Drop. We're going to talk a little bit of the playoffs. We're going to talk about some Michter's here. Gonna talk probably go piece by piece, if you will. Probably sip on this bad boy. Look at the color on that. It's got like this, got like a amber color, a little bit of honey notes in there. Man, beautiful. Oh, what I love about the smell on this, it's so gentle. It's pleasant, actually. It's inviting. It's got a lot of caramel on it. Actually, a shit ton of caramel. It's very rich too as well. But you can still taste, sniff the proof on that too. I'm looking at 108 proof. What is that? 54.2% alcohol level. Yeah, man. This is that Toasted Barrel. I think I got that overseas. I was so happy to grab that thing. It was like right before the fucking pandemic had hit too. Did I get that in Japan? I might have got it at the. No, I think I got that in London. Wait, is this a 75th? Hold on, let me see now. Let me check. But damn, I don't even say. Hold on. I gotta check. Damn, it don't even tell me this. It does says UK units on the back of it, so I assume I probably got that right before. Yeah, maybe I did. Okay. Alright. I think the other one I got here in the States, it might have been either Corked, where I got it from. No, wait, no, I never got a toaster. So that's probably some store in LA. Let's go ahead and get into sipping on this bad boy, though. Right off the bat, kicks off with some spices. Kind of spreads through the palate, kind of like, you know, got this rich creaminess to it. Rolls off the back of your tongue pretty nicely. It's very fruity too. I don't remember that being part of the notes as well too. Hold on, I'm getting upset with that. That spice sticks around. I kind of like that. Hits you right in the finish. I would say the finish. Very, back on the palate here, or whatever, very oaky too. Oaky, got a lot of fruit on there, spices all over there. There's like this charred note on there too. That's probably where the Toasted Barrel comes from. The mouthful is just like, you know, it's got a lot of spice and oakiness to it. The charredness as well. And then you get this upbeat right from the tip of the tongue all the way to the back of the tongue. Kind of like that. Get to the finish, though. Let's see. I think this is where the rye kicks in a little bit more now. It Yeah, it's kind of like dry. It's dry on the finish. And you know, the finish is not really that long either. It's, I would say like it's just barely hitting that medium length. A little bit, like a, if the length was like a 3 of medium, this is hitting like a 2.9 or something like that. It's like right underneath there. It's there. It doesn't linger as long, at least in the throat. It kind of just stays there. We had a pour 2 weeks ago. It might have been Cody, actually. And it just kind of just stopped right there at the beginning of the throat. I think I'm getting the same thing with this, too. That's a beautiful bird that just flew by. Hold on. Let me get my pellet gun real quick. No, I was playing. That was a beautiful bird. I don't know what the hell it was doing out here. We finally got beautiful weather out here in SoCal. So I guess the birds are out. The bees are out in there. Actually, I never... Oh, what just happened? Steph's costly mistake. Steph Curry calls a timeout despite war. Eh, whatever. Okay. Hey, who gives a shit? They won already. Yeah, we probably don't have some schizophrenic weather going on right now. It's nice and sunny outside. I think it was like 84 yesterday. Today is a good... I haven't been outside yet. 75? Not bad. I love 75 weather. Yeah. This is a winner for me right here. I'm loving this. And that's crazy because I don't think the finish is that lingering style that I usually like or whatever. But, like, it's hitting the right spots. It's, like, keeping the spices right before it goes down the esophagus. But there's something nice and mellow. It's, like, a lot of the caramel and everything that's going down. So you can kind of get the fruity notes and stuff like that. The palate is just super strong, super great. All the flavorfulness on it. God, I'm kind of wondering what I gave this before. I'm trying to breeze through this one quickly because I've already reviewed it. So, but this episode is all about the Michter's Toasted Barrel Finish bottles, which is the rye, the bourbon, and the sour mash. Which has me curious. What the fuck is a sour mash? Is that just regular whiskey or is that a bourbon? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's got a lot of uniqueness to it as well, too, is what I love about it. There's something unique about the... It's like a marshmallow note, or it's very, like... I don't even know how to define, like, what a marshmallow. Kind of like that chewy, like a toasted marshmallow at that, too. Well, damn near like you're making s'mores. Although I don't chase any chocolate, but I guess you can switch the chocolate out with some caramel. Somebody probably in the background going, that sounds like shit. That sounds disgusting. I wouldn't eat that. Caramel's delicious, everyone. You gotta get over it. Man, I wish I knew what I gave this before because if... hold on. I'm in the range of a... Man, I'm having a hard time. I'm going to drop a 3.5 on this now. I was going to go 3, but man, you know what? I'm actually enjoying that the palate so much right now. It's so fucking flavorful. Very unique. It's got a lot of fruit on there. Like I said, I love that caramel note. I also think what you see is what you get as far as on the nose sense or whatever. So I guess what you smell is what you get. I will say, though, the scent and palate defeats the finish. So, but for me, that's still I'm going to drop a 3.5 on that bad boy. Man. All right. So let's talk some playoffs real quick. Lakers won their playoff game. They defeated. Although I got to tell you, we lost game 2. We won game 3 yesterday. Was that yesterday? I'm not gonna lie. I can't keep up with the fucking dates on it. And so far, I've been kind of watching almost every playoff game, with the exception of Knicks and Cleveland. I actually don't give a fuck who wins that. Because whoever wins that, they're just gonna get fucking destroyed in the next round. I also have not been watching Boston and Atlanta, although I know Atlanta won one, so good for them, because That series just seems kind of fucking pointless to me, so I have no reason to watch that. I will say that's what makes the West kind of more a little interesting. It's just a wide open field right now. I mean, anybody could take it. Denver is the number one seed, and although they're the number one seed, I don't really potentially see them as a threat. I will say the one thing about the West that really fucking sucks right about now is it's a shame that the Clippers' two stars got injured, because I had them beating the Suns. I think they're the deeper, more well-rounded team. And I say that because their bench is pretty fucking incredible right there. I don't know if we saw the game. Oh, was that game two? I think it was game two. It might have been game one, actually, now that I think about it. I think it was the one that Clippers won. The Phoenix Suns bench only gave them about 13 points. The way you win playoff games and the finals is if your non-key role players, they got to step the fuck up. I mean, they got to step up. 13 points ain't really nothing to shy about. I will say that they have a pretty damn good two there with KD and Devin Booker and CP3. That motherfucker's like California weather. I mean, that motherfucker could rain one day and be sunny the next 2 hours later. So I don't see him as a threat, but at the same time, I wouldn't underestimate him. Because, brother man, if I'm not mistaken, he just had a good game. I kind of was in and out of that game. I'm not going to lie, I didn't really watch it because Kawhi is out like he always is. Funny enough, I think Kawhi has been he's been the best player on the court. Which is fucking crazy to me. It is crazy because everybody has the Suns as their favorite except for me. I don't have the Suns as a favorite because why would I? Devin Booker's been a monster. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure they'll change my opinion of it if they get further in the playoffs. But I am curious to see how this series would have went had Kawhi not got injured and if Paul George was actually playing. I just don't have the Suns as a favorite because why would I have them as a favorite when CP3 has been playing pretty bad? Devin Booker is a monster. Don't get me wrong, but we've learned in this league that, like, you know, it takes more than one person to win a championship on a team there. And then they got KD, which I'm like 50-50 on KD. Well, no, I shouldn't even say 50-50 because I'm 100 on his skills. I think his skills is amazing. I think his defense ain't all that fucking great. I think he's lazy as shit when it comes to defense, to be honest. But that's most of the West Coast teams these days or whatever, and players. They defense just lacks like a motherfucker. But the boy can shoot your ass off, huh? I know he took I know in that first game, I think he missed like 4 3-pointers or something like that. It was like 4 or 5, like right off the bat, so I don't know what was going on there. But the thing about KD is, like, people have them so high on winning the West. And I'm just curious as to why. Because last year, his ass got swept by Boston. And they didn't even win a championship. So, that championship that year. So, like, that, I can see if it was a championship. It was like, well, they lost to the championship team. Whatever. It's like, yeah, they got swept. They didn't just lose. They got dominated. Then the year before that, he didn't do shit neither. Matter of fact, his whole stunt in Brooklyn, he didn't do shit. So I just don't understand this of, man, he goes anywhere, man. That's a championship team right there. It's like, are we sure about that? Because he sure didn't look like how long was he with Brooklyn? 4 years? 3-4 years? Damn near the whole pandemic, really. And then even the game, even though they're, I think it's like, damn, are we on game 4? Is it 2-1 or 3-1? I think it's 3-1 now. The Suns, man, have been playing well. But that first game they lost, I think KD had like 26 points. But it just goes back to show you that, like, one player don't change the difference as far as, like, winning playoff games here. You need a multitude of a thing. Now, I will say that star player can elevate, but I think Devin Booker, man, oof, this dude, he just looks so much more relaxed now. And that's probably because he has a second wingman now to throw it to other than, like, CP3, which, like I said, CP3 is about as schizophrenic as our fucking California weather here. So I don't know if I would trust CP3 to make the final shot, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. Let me see. What we got here? All right. So right now I got the I'll give my predictions after this sip here. Got the little toasted barrel finish here. About the same color, actually. Yeah, it's about that same color. Amber honey. Interesting. Amber honey. Amber honey. Let's see what we got here. Toasted barrel. So we're pouring the Michter's toasted barrel bourbon finish here. Ooh, that nose is fucking fantastic. Oh man, right off the bat. You know what? If that rye had the marshmallow on it, this got graham cracker on it. It's got a little citrus zest on it too. Some cinnamon. Like a sugar cane. Oh my god. Oh, that nose gets a last drop for sure. Oh, that nose is heavenly right there. Which is funny because that was the winner of the rye too, is the nose. The nose is amazing. This smells great. I love this scent right here. Yeah. Oh man, let's get a sip in this thing. Okay. Okay, the nose is the winner here. The rye is definitely better. Yeah, it's very creamy. It's got like some hints of toffee on there. Vanilla and very dark fruitish. Very oaky on your finish too. Ooh, I swallowed that wrong. Yeah, there's some cinnamon in the back end as well too. On the back end, too, there's that charry oak flavor as well, too. Tastes like burnt BMW leather seats. Yeah, I love that scent. Yeah. There's an aftertaste there, too. It's a very sweet. Okay, yeah. Like a plum. It's like a dark, sweet fruit, too. It's like a plum. I like that. Very light on the finish, though. Kind of shocked by that, to be honest. Very enjoyable, easy to sip on. This is 45.7% alcohol level. This is 91 proof. It's about 17, 16 percent less than the toasted barrel rye. Toasted barrel rye is stronger. I would say this one probably should be a little bit higher too, actually, because it needs a little bit more of a kick on that finish. That finish is kind of like mild, very mild, not even medium length. It's very just like short end, cuts off right away. I would say the finish, although is really good, it's good. It doesn't do the nose and palate justice. I think the nose is just like mind-blowingly well. That's like a last drop scent right there. As far as the finish goes, that's more of like in the two ranges. Yeah, it's pretty light on that. I'm still enjoying it though. It's a good everyday sipper. I do not remember where I got this from, actually. Yeah, I do. I do not remember where I got this bottle from. Yeah, I'm looking at both of the back of the bottles, trying to figure out. Okay, I did get this toasted barrel rye overseas. It's funny that it does not say the like 750 milliliter or not. Oh wait, it does. See right here on the side. Okay, 700 milliliter. Okay, so I did get this overseas. And I know this one I got here in America. 750, okay. And 750 milliliter, all right. Okay, so the toasted one is the only one that I got, which is crazy because standing next to each other, the rye looks bigger than the fucking bourbon. Like by just like a few inches. Anyway though, yeah, that was cool, that was solid. I enjoyed that one. I expected a little bit more, though, being from the bourbon. I didn't expect to like the rye more. I think the toffee and the plum kind of meld together. Oh, and the chard kind of melds together well together. The lower proof kind of like, you know, deprives the finish a little bit. Deprives you of that finish a little bit there. The finish is just kind of lackluster. It's like, it's kind of boring. I'm going to drop a 2.5 on that, though. 2.5, and then I think this is my first time reviewing the toasted bourbon barrel finish on here, but 2.5. Retailed at like $55. I think I spent like $110. With tax, it probably was like $120 or something like that. Yeah, it was like $120-ish. I would not go $150 for that unless I absolutely had to. Lakers won their game. So right now I'm at a 3.5. I got a 2.5, and then I'm about to pour the sour mash real quick. Actually, I'm about to open the sour mash for the first time. So yeah, Lakers won their game. I'm so glad they did too, because fucking Dylan, that motherfucker, I am so sick of these goddamn Grizzlies. Let's just eliminate their ass. I'm a little disappointed in the Lakers though, because it should be 3-0, but whatever. Them winning that game, that was kind of like, you know, I didn't expect them to win that game, especially with three of their fucking players out, but whatever, I digress. That kind of just like kind of sunk the air out of the state. Well, I wouldn't say the stadium, because they were playing in Memphis, whatever, but I just expected them to win. Let's just put it that way. So them seeing them lose, that really just kind of like put a sour taste in the fucking mouth or whatever. You're just like, for real? Like, did they had to lose? I mean, lose that game? And they didn't just lose me. They lost by fucking 10, if I'm not mistaken. But they came back and won it, and they had a dominating lead since the first quarter. I mean, shit, it was like 26 to 7 or whatever it may be, you know? So it was like really fucking big difference. So they came back in a dominating lead, got Dylan Brooks ejected because he, you know, low-blowed LeBron. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I can't really tell if it was intentional or not. I don't think it was, but, you know, Dylan Brooks is such a fucking prick. Who knows, whatever. This dude talks a lot of shit for somebody whose career is just a shit. I love that LeBron, they caught him on camera when he was mouthing himself. He damn near said a fucking bum. Because, let's be real, Dylan Brooks is a bum. That dude sucks. This dude misses some. Actually, you know, him being ejected could have helped the Grizzlies. But, nice way the way that opens up. Oh, shit. Oh, just dropped some of that. Oh, actually, but that cleaned the bottle up, so I actually like that pour. I like that pour. Alright. Oh, shit. Well, I only got a little left here. Okay. So, who do I have winning the West? Man, Golden State just won their game, because I'm getting all kinds of fucking notifications. Warriors won now, so, plus I saw the game. I'll never count the Warriors out, especially after what Steph said when Draymond got ejected. I love what he said. Draymond is known for having a history, but we have a history too. I love that comment. That fucking dog in them, dude, like... the problem with them is they just not have been playing well on the road, and you're not playing well on the road, you're not really going to win too many games, especially in the playoffs. Can't count out the Suns, because they got that monster over there named Devin Book and KD being there as well too. I don't even count CP3, because it's whatever. And I like CP3 a lot. I actually root for him to win a championship. Clippers look like they're about to be out. So they're done. So you basically got Lakers, the Kings, possibly Golden State, the Suns, and Denver. Man, I'm just gonna stick with the Lakers. I don't think they're gonna win it. I think the deeper they get into these playoffs, I mean, granted, it actually looked like it's gonna be Suns versus Denver. So. Jesus Christ, man. I could talk about a more boring-ass championship Western Conference Finals there. I'm just going to stick with Lakers. And my dark horse, I mean, not my dark horse, but my team going up is my other favorite team, the Golden State Warriors. So I'm just going to stick with those two. As far as the East goes, that's very interesting because I had Milwaukee going there. But Giannis, you know, kind of not injured himself, but he hurt himself on that falling around. Man, I had them going, but him being out two games, ooh, that's not what I wanted to hear. And not only that, but they did win. I don't think he's going to be in the other game either, but I'm going to stick with the Bucks. Although, I'm kind of hoping that Philly knocks out Boston in the next round, too, because it looks like they're both going to advance to the next round. I'm hoping Boston knocks them out. I mean, not Boston, I'm sorry, Philly. I want Philly to go far. So, I'll go Bucks, but Philly will be my second deterrent, if you will. All right, so we're moving on now to the final pour here. Remember, this is the last week here in the Last Drops anniversary month. It's been a hell of a month as far as pours go. The recap, what I've already done. Michter's Toasted Barrel Rye, gave that 3.5. Michter Barrels Bourbon Toasted Barrel, I gave that a 2.5. And now we're sipping on, or about to sip on, the Michter's Toasted Barrel Sour Mash. Just opened that up. Oh, once again, man, the nose. I will say this is really good. I don't think anything's beating that bourbon, the Toasted Barrel nose. That nose was incredible. It's a shame that the finish was kind of weak on that, because that nose was just fucking fantastic. But this one is just sweet as hell. It smells sugary sweet. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, it smells like it's got some, like, seasoned wood in there. And, like, there's, like, an orange peel in there. Orange zesty peel. Like a cocktail. Like, I expect to make, you know, this in my, like, old fashioned or something. A little bit of there's some dark fruits in there as well, too. It's kind of peeking out a little bit. Is that chocolate or caramel again? Oh, no, that's chocolate. That's for sure chocolate. Okay. Wow. What is the percentage on this is... This is the lightest one, too. This is 43% alcohol level and 86% proof here. And I feel like the alcohol scent on this, on the nose, sticks out a little bit more than the... Definitely more than the bourbon, the Toasted Barrel bourbon. And you know, actually, this is another perfect thing, too. Tomorrow, when this goes up, it'll be Michter's Monday. So, why not cap off your Michter's Monday with a little bit of listening to the Last Drop? And also, pouring yourself some Michter's. Oh, man. That palate is just like I remember. Got that sweet brown sugar on there. Some cinnamon. There's some caramel on there as well, too. It's sweet. Oh, man. Okay, I got to tell you. What a sip this is. As far as like starting your day or ending your day, I think either way, it just knocks you off your socks as far as delicious goes. Yeah. I love when the second sip is where I get all the fruitness, the fruity flavors or whatever. It's got like some cherries on there. There's raisins, there's like some floral tones too, like jasmine as well in there, but it's really creamy, like a cream brulee. But that probably what makes it so sweet, but it's so creamy. It just rolls off the tongue there. It makes the palate very so light and easy to sip on. The palate is a winner here. Oh. The finish? Let me get on that. I would say the finish here is a little bit more stronger than the, or lengthier than the bourbon, but it also kind of lacks on that as well, too. I think this is where the rye, which is crazy because this might be just a whiskey and the other one's a bourbon. The rye kind of wins this battle here. The finish kind of is where it's lacking at. It's actually much better than the bourbon, But for this one, it just hits right there, but it is lacking a little bit of length there. There's like this cake flavor too, kind of like a bundt cake kind of, with like some little whipped cream frosting as well on it too. Hold on, let me get a little. It has like that rich dessert type of finish, like very sweet, aromatic. It's got that floral essence to it, like right when you bite into it. Oh man, but you know, you just like, it kind of just fades away and evaporates really quicker than you want it to be. And like, it's funny because you're like on this ride and you just don't want it to end, and it just like cuts off so abruptly. You're just like, oh, okay. I do feel like a little bit of a nice linger in my stomach area, so that's also nice. So that adds on to it, and I think that's what adds it more over the toasted barrels, bourbon. Whew. Oh yeah, so that's much better. I'm gonna go with a 3 on this one. Yeah, this is a 3. The rye wins this one, which is funny because it's also the older one too out of the other two. But the sour mash, Jesus Christ, that is so fucking good, man. That's really good. I wish the finish had a little bit more red or gold spot. And the only reason I say that is because the most recent reviews, personally. So, like, drinking on those, like, that finish really just, like, hits you in the soul and stuff. I kind of wish this one did the same thing, too. Actually, I don't even want it to be as far as hitting me or whatever. I just wish it would just, like, stick around for a little bit longer. It kind of abruptly leaves. And look, when you're having a good anything, you don't want anything to abruptly end. So I think that's the only flaw on this one here. But man, overall, that's a fucking damn good pour right there. I'm enjoying the hell out of that. I could sip on this daily. My best drinking is when I'm playing video games, so, or reading a book. So this is like the perfect, like, pull out a drink for when you're reading or working or doing anything on the side. So yeah, I'm gonna drop a 3 on that one. So man, we got a 3.5. Well, we can just go in order. I got a 2.5, a 3, and a 3.5. And funny enough, if I go get a barrel strength out right now, that's a last drop. So that barrel strength, that's a last drop. I would say the toasted barrel too is kind of hitting last drop territory as well too. But yeah, I'm gonna go with a 3.5. I'm satisfied with the 3.5. Only the reason why I thought that 3.5 too, because it's a fucking bitch to get that bottle. So as you can see, I got it fucking overseas, so I haven't even seen this thing in America, realistically. Toasted barrel, yeah, I haven't seen the toasted barrel rye finish over here, so I think I did get it in London, because I had a layover when I was coming back from Japan, and that was in September, so yeah, because that was the last overseas trip I took. It was when I was going back to Japan, so either way, though, that is the show, people. We're going to get out of here. My food just arrived, and I don't want it sitting outside for long with the creepy crawlies or anything like that. So I want to thank everyone for joining us on this ride for 4 years. It's been amazing. It's been incredible. I enjoy, as I was talking to someone yesterday when I was buying liquor, a dude that ran this store here in Long Beach, California. You know, I do this show for fun. I don't do it to get paid or clout chase or anything like that. Or I mainly do it because I'm the best at drinking. No, I'm not the best at drinking. But no, I do it for fun, man. I love having a drink, getting to talk the bullshit that I do, which is all I do realistically is just talking shit. So talking shit and having a drink, man, what better two ways to spend a Sunday afternoon, if you will. Especially when you get to do it with like your sister and a good friend or whatever. So even when I'm by myself, I even have fun doing it because, you know, just sipping on stuff that, like, I ain't doing nothing else as far as not sipping it. So best way to sip on it is tell you guys about it. Also, too, hopefully it's saving y'all some money on what to buy and what not to buy as well, too. I kind of doubt that because the spirit community is kind of like, I'm going to buy whatever the fuck I want to buy, especially if it's for a good price. And hey, I'm guilty for that, too. Sometimes I see shit that I don't even want. I just get it anyway because of the deal it's on. And hopefully I can make a trade for it later for something I really want. So, but thank you for joining us for 4 years of this ride of The Last Drop. It's been incredible. I remember when I started this thing, I was just like, yeah, I don't really even know what I'm going to be doing.
But the merch is awesome as shit. I'm looking at, I'm drinking out of this cup right now, the last drop on there. I was looking, I'm telling Cody, I was looking for my goddamn stickers. Because I wanted to put one on each airport that I was going to. But I can't find them for the fucking life of me or whatever. So, whatever. I wonder how long it takes to order some more. I have a bunch of them too, and I don't even know where the hell they are. I looked all over the place last night too. But yeah, that's been awesome. Manscaped's been amazing. The drinks have been phenomenal. And the best of all is the loyal alcoholics that listen to this. And you know, it's funny enough, I was talking to somebody who said, oh man, I would listen, but I just don't drink like that or whatever. It's the thing. That's why we talk shit on this show. You don't have to drink to like this show. We talk so much shit about any and everything on here. We'll talk some hip-hop. We'll talk some music. We'll talk sports constantly, obviously. We talk video games. Damn near almost everything. The only thing I really don't give a shit about is what we used to do before or whatever. I don't really give a fuck about movies. I don't even watch that shit. So whenever I hear about that, I just like roll my eyes. Like, I don't want to hear about that goddamn bullshit. So, but other than that, man, yeah, we talk a little bit about everything on here. Politics, life shit, you know, stupid shit sometimes. Women creating spirit bombs, you know, when you think that, like, oh, they into you, you know, stuff like that. That type of shit, you know. And you might even get some anime thoughts, although I haven't really watched too much anime lately. Actually, that's a lie. I did watch some anime like a month ago. So anyway, I'm gonna get out of here though. I've been going for 41 minutes and I'm past my my time here, if you will. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Tune in next week. I was gonna say, what's going on next week? I can't remember. I thought something was popping up or something like that. I think the episode falls on literally the first, so we're going back into Whiskey Week. Can't wait. Hopefully, I won't be traveling. Cody will be back on. If not, then hey, you'll get a JB show. You'll always get an episode. One thing about this show, I stay consistent with getting an episode out, no matter what the time frame is and what the day is. I get a show out during the week. So, with that said, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same because glasses will never be dry.